It's time for spring break here in the Valley, which for some families means a vacation. But if you are one of those parents who finds traveling with kids to be daunting, especially when it involves setting up tents and cooking outside, one guidebook series with a spin might help you out. It's called Adventuring with Kids, and its newest installment focuses on Yosemite National Park. I interviewed the authors, husband and wife Harley and Abby McAllister, to learn about what sets their travel guides apart.
The main thing we see with a lot of the information about national parks is that it tends to be focused more towards adults, you know, just sort of like big hikes or, you know, maybe natural history or things that are appealing to adults, you know, because that makes sense. They're the ones that are making most of the decisions naturally. But if you are interested in going to a national park and making sure that your kids have a fun time, what we find is that that requires kind of a different focus and sort of different priorities. And so what we did as we wrote these books is we tried to always keep that in mind. How would we plan where we stay? What are our itineraries are? What our daily schedules would look like? What hikes we would want to do? What other adventures the parks have to offer that would really be fun for our kids?
So what are some kid-specific tips? I mean, what new kind of information, new perspectives are there going to be in this book that maybe wouldn't be in a more typical guidebook?
We sort of, as adults, forget the wonder of seeing, you know, a millipede and its 100 legs crawling across something, you know, even floating stick boats down a little stream. You know, those are the types of things that kids, and I think especially kids these days who tend to grow up in more urban environments and have very structured schedules and, you know, planned lives, they don't have the time to just sort of embrace nature, sort of just get, you know, up close and personal with nature. And so when we're thinking of like what hikes to take with kids, again, we're thinking of like, well, does the hike go near a stream or does it have a place where they can really get involved and get hands-on, up close and personal with nature? We also tend to be in a hurry always, like trying to get to the next objective. And with kids, we find you just need to slow down, let them absorb it at their own pace and not be in a hurry, because that's what's really going to allow them to kind of develop a love and an appreciation for it.
And when in each of our trails that we review, we mention things like that. We mention, oh, this is a great place to stop and have a snack because the kids can play in the water, or there's a bridge here that your kids will, you know, probably enjoy throwing stick boats off of one side and running over to the other side. We also have itineraries that we've put in, which help parents get an idea about how much time, how many things you really should be trying to fit in into a day. So the slower itineraries that we provide allow more time for that exploration and more times for taking breaks and just embracing what's right in front of you instead of hurrying along.
And the two of you, you have plenty of experience with kids. You have 8 children. Do you take them all with you when you go traveling?
Oh, absolutely. Our kids go with us. All these books are kid tested by our own kids. And they've been traveling with us. Our first camping trip with our oldest was when he was 6 months old, and he's about to turn 18 now. So they've been with us through all ages and all stages. And these books are written from those perspectives, from little toddlers and babies all the way up to teenage boys.
Yeah. I mean, are there any really specific pointers in this book that you would never have thought of were it not for your kids?
You know, I think some of the suggestions might be familiar to people, but, you know, it is a little logistically different when you're camping than when you're going on a normal road trip, say where you're staying in a hotel. You know, again, we try to think of camp spots that are near features that will kind of keep the kids engaged and involved in doing something fun on their own while we're, you know, maybe preparing a meal or setting up or taking down tents. You know, and really just another thing that is always true with kids is that they're just less, you know, robust, if you will. You know, they can't deal with weather changes quite as well as we can, and they can't deal with being hungry as well as we can. And their little bodies are burning through a lot of calories really quickly as they're growing. And even just things as simple as always making sure you have lots of snacks. There's been a number of times where we've been, you know, busted along the trail somewhere and the kids are getting a little grumpy and a little grouchy. And we just find that if you'll take, you know, 5 minutes even to just sit down, get out the water bottles, get out some granola bars, that goes a long ways towards keeping their spirits up.
And I imagine some of these were lessons that you would have learned the hard way and kind of gone, oh, geez, okay, well, now we know how to do that.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And we also, on the snack topic, we're pretty healthy eaters around here. We don't do a lot of sugary sweets and candy and stuff like that. But when we go out on the trail, we lower that bar a little bit because they are burning a lot of energy. So we actually let them all go with us shopping ahead of time and pick out something from the store that'll be a real treat for them. And then they pack their own day packs. And so they know what's in their backpacks. And so we'll say, you know, when we get to whatever point X or in 10 minutes, we're going to stop and you can pick your treat out of your backpack. They know that they're looking forward to that. It'll keep them going. And then they sit down, they enjoy that snack, and then they're ready to go again.
So what is nice specifically about Yosemite when it comes to traveling with kids?
Well, Yosemite, we really, really enjoyed exploring with our kids. We felt like each of the regions had something different and really amazing to offer. So that was really fun. We felt like it was a great place where we could challenge our older teens, and the little ones found plenty to enjoy on a much smaller scale.
Absolutely. I think, you know, if you're going there primarily to see the valley, I think you have to have some expectations as far as, you know, because one of the things I like about the outdoors is just sort of the solitude and being able to hear the breeze and you know, and sort of soak in the nature. And you know, if you're going to be in the Yosemite Valley during the summer, there's going to be some crowds. You know, you're going to see some amazing sights, but you're going to be surrounded by a lot of people. And I think that's why one of the things I loved about Yosemite is that you can go up to that Tuolumne Meadows region and really leave a lot of that behind. Once we got up there, a lot fewer people, a lot of trails to some really beautiful alpine lakes, and you just really feel just sort of the beauty of nature up there. And, you know, you can go do either of those things, or you can even go down to the Wawona area, which has some of the big sequoia trees and also some old-time, you know, kind of country western barns and horse rides and wagon rides and things like that to get a little more of that kind of pioneer spirit of things. So you can really tailor your vacation to kind of what kind of experience you're looking for.
So if there were some parents listening to this who, you know, who really are not sure if they can go outdoors with their kids, haven't really given it a shot yet, you know, what would your one piece of advice be for them?
Well, I think it is easy to overdo it. And so I would encourage people not to be timid and not to be afraid to try. But I would also say don't make your first hike with your kids, you know, 5 miles in each direction with a huge elevation gain, you know, in the hottest part of the day where there's not a lot of shade, you know. But again, the great thing about, you know, the book or just in Yosemite in general is that it does have some shorter hikes that still have big payoffs in terms of like beautiful vistas, amazing views, and things like that. And that's true both in the Yosemite and in Tuolumne Meadows.
I would also add that we always say start slow, and Harley's talking about picking a hike that would start slow. If you were going to try to go camping, we often say try to camp in your backyard for a night or two and see how your kids enjoy that. Kind of work the kinks out, what's comfortable, what's not comfortable, are they afraid, are they not afraid. Take hikes that way, take the camping that way, see how it goes first.
Great. Well, Harley and Abby McAllister are the authors of a new guidebook called Adventuring with Kids Yosemite National Park. Harley and Abby, thank you so much.
It was our pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Thanks so much.